Neruda said he loved her the way only certain dark things can be loved, in secret, between the shadow and the soul. You are not Neruda. I am not a dark thing. Why do you insist on loving me in secret, on pining for me with your head hung down in shame? You believe that yearning for me carries shame, that because others who shout louder find me lacking, you are lacking in your quiet, fervent desire to have me, to hold me, to bless me, and to keep me. I am not lacking. Those who are graced by my presence are not left wanting. They do not hunger, nor do they thirst. I fill them from my pitcher of decadence, and they are satiated, satisfied, emboldened in their sense of self. What is it that you're so afraid of? When I sit on my bed, tuck my feet beneath me, and settle, are you afraid of how my belly creates soft, gentle folds, the way a sweet dollop of whipped cream succumbs to its own weight, pooling and spreading lusciously over ripe, juicy berries? Are you stricken with terror to see the stripes akin to so many strikes from a lightning storm, racing up my thighs and across my backside, souvenirs from a life of filling, growing, and stretching to fit more, always more? Do you cower at the sight of my thighs, once as thick and smooth as cold honey, transforming as they wax and wane into ripples and pits, becoming windswept dunes of sand, pressed into one another, concealing the warmth of my sweetest spot? And does the horror you feel at seeing, touching, wanting a body like mine come from your own depths, or are you a mirror, a refractory plaything controlled by those truly filled with hate? Is my belly any less capable of taking you in, being filled by your seed, showing you the power and strength behind your thrusts as it undulates and shimmers in rippling response? You call me kitten, your kitten, and you should feel no dismay over my stripes. These thighs, soft and pillowy, yield to your touch, rounded knees falling open at the mere suggestion of your wanting, revealing the silken center of my lust for you and your body. Love me, lust for me, ache for the touch of my skin and the heat of my body loudly. Shout down naysayers who find fault in bodies that spill outside arbitrary lines. Take up space with your praise of my space taking shape. Fill dark voids with the bright light of your desire for me, as I am and not as I could be.